Hello and welcome to the official BNI Heartland podcast. I'm the Senior Area Director, Brandon Suba, and with me today I have Brian Blair. But it's kind of cool because he is on my computer screen. Brian, how are you doing today?
I'm good, buddy. How are you?
I'm doing good. So one of our core values is tradition plus innovation. And using Skype, or we use a program called Zoom, but using these video conferences, Brian is sitting in Rapid City today, and it looks a lot sunnier there than it is here. And I'm at my office in Omaha, and we're able to do this podcast, which I think is really cool. And I know with a lot of podcasts, people will call in, and that's how they'll be the guest. I like that we can still keep the tradition of BNI face-to-face. So I am looking at Brian. He's looking at me. But obviously, we are miles, miles apart. And the reason that I have Brian on today is social media. It is a giant bubble that is used in many, many different industries for many different reasons. And what I love is Facebook was originally for college students. Isn't that correct?
Right.
Yeah. I know I didn't have one for the longest time. I went to a tech school for band instrument repair. And so we didn't really know much about Facebook. And then when I came back to Omaha, all the girls that I was dating, they all had these Facebook pages. And so I finally got one. Oh, and then, of course, MySpace, we all had MySpace.
Yeah. Tom's a good guy.
Yeah, right? Yeah. And so now it's much more focused on business and honestly, keeping up with families. More use for that. And there's a lot of other platforms, Twitter, Snapchat. I love Snapchat. I think you're pretty proactive on that too, right?
Or a little bit, yeah.
A little bit.
Not so much for my business.
Okay. Mine too, now that you say that. So there are a lot of avenues. I focus on Facebook a lot because it's probably what I'm most familiar with and what I can see the most activity. Of course, Brian, he's going to talk about whatever he's comfortable with. And I know there's a lot he does with Facebook. And so before we really dig in, I always like to introduce who we're talking to. And I have your bio here, Brian. So, and it was filled out online. I kind of made a joke that, you know, the guy we're interviewing, that's awesome online. Let's see how his bio is. But he had it.
Start the slur clap.
What's that?
Yeah.
But we have Brian Blair. He is with Farmers Agency, and that is the Brian Blair Agency. So it's yours, focusing on property casualty. He's been in the business for about 3 years. His spouse is Amber, and thanks to Facebook, I have got to see her. I've never met her personally, though. With three children, Jaden, Emerson, and Kendall. Pets named Buddy. I'm guessing it's a dog.
Yep, little Bashan. Good boy. Yep.
Cool dog, nonetheless. City of residence, it says Somerset. Is that near and around Rapid then?
Yeah, just outside Rapid City.
Awesome. Been there for 2 years in that city. Previous types of job is the cell phone store manager.
Yeah.
Friends that also held that job. That is good for you, Brian.
See this receding hairline?
Yeah.
Gray hairs? Yeah, that's from that.
Yeah. Something nobody knows about him. When he was 10, family moved from Miami, Florida to Seward, Alaska. That is across the United States. And he's showing me his Miami Dolphin football, so he's or helmet there. So he's still standing proud. And one of his keys to success is utilizing technology to grow your business. And that's why you're here. That's why we're doing the podcast today. So, Brian, let's get started with how did you kind of get into social media? What was that turning point that you really found success with it?
You know, being in the cell phone industry for as long as I was, we were always seeing these new apps and the new stuff coming out, you know, as it was happening. We'd have clients come in and say, hey, you know, how come this app isn't doing this? And it might have been something we had never seen before. So my team and I were always pretty well versed in social media, new technology, emerging technology. It wasn't until I started my Farmers Agency where I really dedicated it to growing my business instead of just something to pass the time. And the turning point for me was I worked for a different insurance company before this, and it was my first go at insurance with this other company. And when I got there, I expected it to be as emerging and as technologically savvy as the business I was coming from, and it just wasn't. Still using MS-DOS based programs, still relying on snail mail and cold calling. And it just, when I started my agency, that's not how I wanted to do it. I don't, I don't enjoy when you call me, cold call me, try to sell me something when I'm having dinner with my family. That's not my preferred method of being sold to.
Right.
Mail me something and it looks like it's junk mail. It's not going to get open. It's going to get thrown away. And so I had this, you know, this paradigm shift where why would I grow my business doing and utilizing techniques that I don't like being done to me? And so I turned to social media, started taking some online, you know, mastermind classes with other insurance agents across the country. And it just, it snowballed into this great platform to grow any business at, whether it's insurance, whether you're a house cleaner or a car detailer, it really doesn't matter. You know, Facebook is where the people are. It really is.
Awesome. I had no idea that you kind of educated yourself into that. I thought you were just kind of a hip guy and you had enough followers.
No, you know, it's one of those things where, and I don't know if it, I grew up, I went to high school in Wyoming, and my stepdad was a do it right the first time kind of guy, you know, like don't do stuff, you know, do it right the first time. And so for me to pay for the training and to learn how to do it right the first time, instead of going through maybe months or years of trial and error, it was worth it. It was worth it for me.
Awesome. So great story. And once again, it's awesome that you educated yourself to be successful at it. But now let's look at BNI. You've been a member now for, I want to say 2 years. You guys launched about 2 years ago or so, right?
Yep, just starting our third.
Awesome. Third year. Yep. And you hold a very popular seat, the property casualty seat in there. What are things that you've done at a chapter level, be it for you personally to find visitors, to promote an event, things on those lines, or even maybe a Facebook page for your chapter, things on those lines?
Yeah, you know, and I think the very ground level thing that, and I don't know if all of your chapters have one, but having a chapter page has been good. But again, that's a very ground level. The members inside of my chapter are offered training from me just because we're in the same chapter together. So my entire chapter understands how Facebook's algorithm works. My entire chapter understands how we can manipulate Facebook at the certain times of day to get optimal views. So when we do add a new member, being in a community the size of Rapid, which is 70,000 in the city, maybe 150 surrounding area, you know, the moves that we make and how we, you know, utilize Facebook, a lot of people see whenever we have, whether it's an opening or a new member.
Hmm.
One of the things as the growth coordinator now I'm trying to implement is whoever the weekly presenter is, making sure that they're recognized and making sure that people know about them and their business, but also having that call to action. You know, hey, we've closed X amount. We passed X amount of referrals in the past 8 months, and we're looking for an auto sales person and a chiropractor, you know, and letting people kind of get a behind the scenes view of what we do and how we do it, but also kind of showcasing our success as well.
So a couple of things on that. The one thing you said is kind of the time of day or when you're going to get the most traffic. And I was sitting in a BNI meeting and I believe the web designer or maybe the social media guru, they were giving a presentation. And the one thing she said, which blew my mind, which shouldn't have, is don't always post on the weekdays. Right. But most of us are on Facebook on the weekend. That's a great time to be posting things that you want people to see. Like I said, I'm sad that my mind was blown, but duh. You know, we all have a couple minutes that we usually take time to ourselves and scroll through our page and things on those lines. So I think that's a fantastic point that you make.
Yeah.
And then can you tell me a little bit more pictures, videos, word posts? What do you see as getting more accepted or more receptive than others?
You know, you've got 1.65 billion people on Facebook. That's statistics from last month, so it might be a little bit old. Okay. So 1.56 billion people. Average 5 new profiles created every second. So in the time that I said that sentence, there's 35 new people on Facebook. I mean, it's growing that rapidly. The average user checks their account 5 or more times a day and spending an average of 20 minutes on the timeline.
Guilty. Okay? Guilty. Yep.
Yeah. Guilty. And so when you look at that and go, wow, you know, what a great What a great place for people to see. Maybe it's a testimonial from a client, or maybe it's Linda from Healthy Paws doing her presentation as to why her dog food is better than the stuff that you can buy at the big box stores, or why Dr. Ashley Kaufman does her spinal manipulation at her chiropractic office this way. And you can use this platform of where all these people are. It doesn't take long before you're, small town famous. It doesn't take long before the person at the movie theater is like, "Hey, you're that insurance guy. I see your stuff all the time." That's what you want. I want to be well known in my community as the insurance professional, and this lets me do that. When's the last time you were driving down a highway and saw a billboard and picked up the phone and called whatever was that product was about?
I have three things on that. Number one, the Wall Drug, as I'm crossing South Dakota, is always enjoyable. It keeps me going. Yep. I almost know which one it means I'm closer. The second one, I saw a one that said, "Don't text and drive." And then there was an 800 number to call if you wanted more information. I found that one ironic. But right. To answer your question, I can't remember the last time I saw a billboard that I actually responded to.
Right. And so you have just this great platform for any business. I truly believe that any business could benefit from utilizing social media. And, to answer your last question, 87% of interaction on Facebook is going to happen on photos and videos. Yep. And it's gearing more and more towards video. And we try to do as much video as possible. And one big misconception is that it just needs to be the studio quality video. And it doesn't. Having results and having it be raw is almost a preferred by your clients. I'd rather see something from the heart and that's true instead of something that's fake and looks like it came out of Hollywood.
Sure. We're gonna wrap it up. I've got one more question and kind of get your insight on it. But what about Facebook Live? Because I've been seeing that a lot lately, and honestly, I'm not scared of it. I just haven't really dug into it yet.
I like it. For the simple fact of this. And so this is how I would utilize it. I'm a realtor, let's say, and I have this great new listing. I would set the stage with, maybe it's 2 days before or a day before. "Hey guys, I'm going to come to you live from this new listing tomorrow at 4 p.m. Don't miss it." And when you can set that stage and kind of set the table for the people to know what you're talking about, you're going to get more views. It's a great program. It's a great addition to Facebook. I think you're only going to see more and more uses and ways to utilize in the future as well.
Well, and I think Periscope was off of Twitter and that kind of started it. And right. Once again, I mean, your statistics of how many people are on and joining Facebook, I'm glad that they jumped on that. I went through kind of a sales pitch training, or I got to sit in. That was in Rapid City. That was in Sioux Falls at the bakery. And I was once again at my desk in Omaha, and I even could comment on it. And the trainer, who he's very familiar, Brian Rand, with Facebook Live, he brought up some of my comments to the group. So they also got the exposure on there too. And then, this is really silly, but we had a storm blow through and a lot of our news stations do Facebook Live. I actually streamed it to my TV with Chromecast. So I don't know how much you've dug on there, but how great is that? You could have a training and shoot it out there on live, and somebody could have it on their TV, which I think is way better. I can get distracted when I'm sitting in front of my computer.
Yeah, you and me both. But no, there's so many new and breakthrough things coming out, not just with Facebook either. We utilize a lot of text message, a lot of video again. But I think one of the big things with that kind of sets my chapter apart is I offer that training to them. I want them to be just as successful on social media as I've been. And I know you're probably friends with Dr. Kaufman. Her chiropractic office is just blowing up. It's consistent, it's consistent video, and she's doing it well. And I couldn't be more proud of the results that we're seeing from the folks that are taking social media and running with it.
Yep. And I know, I believe Ashley is on Snapchat too. I believe her chiropractic office has a Snapchat account. So awesome. Well, Brian, thank you so much for your insight on all of this. And kind of the last thing that I want to say then is we don't all have experienced people like you do in all of our chapters, but wouldn't you say even two or three members coming together, teaching themselves a little bit more about how they could use Facebook and then being consistent. I think that's the key really, is being consistent on it could be just as effective as having somebody doing those trainings. But once again, just having members coming together and consistently sending out that message. Would you agree?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Awesome.
And it's stuff that any chapter could implement at any time. It doesn't take much to implement.
And you said you put your top 10 list out there. You put who you're looking for. What a great avenue to do that, because either you're going to get the person that has that business that didn't know about your chapter, or maybe some of your friends know people in that industry and they can make that introduction to you.
Correct.
I think it sounds so easy, but hey, let's take the path of least resistance, right?
Right. Nope. That's how we try to operate, my friend.
Good. Good. Well, Brian, thank you for your time today. I know with your insurance agency, you're a very busy guy, so I'm glad we could get this set up. And for our members, as always, these podcasts are meant for you. So if there's ever a topic that you would like us to cover in the future, please email us at podcast@bniheartland.com, and we will do our best to touch on that topic in the future. So Brian, once again, thank you for your time today.
Thank you. Appreciate the opportunity.
And we will talk to you later on a future podcast.